How did we get in the mess that we're in, and who's to blame? Because you always got to blame someone, right? Well, with the election going on, Democrats are blaming the Republicans. Republicans are blaming the Democrats, and Ron Paul is blaming the lack of Constitution. But, by the way, he backs a one-world single currency. All right. Who is to blame? Come back here to Revelation 12. Let's see where God puts the blame, and this also expands on the meaning of the Day of Atonement. Revelation 12 and verse 9. Page 1236. And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving the whole world. Now I want you to think about all the lies that are going on in this election, other election, monetary things, all of the deceit and all of the corruption that is happening in government, not only here, but in governments around the world. He's deceiving the whole world. And he's got a lot of media helpers in the way of television, iPhones, iPod music, all the printed media, electronic media, entertainment media, all and government media, all designed to deceive people. That's why you hear, well, all the politicians are a bunch of liars, and I vote for the one who lies the least. But he's still a liar. Okay. Deceiving the whole world. You can tie in there the whole educational system. The reason why America is going to soon become the Soviet America is because they have a whole generation and a half of children trained in government schools where there is no God, whatever sex is okay. You can lie, you can cheat, you can steal, and all of that is fine as long as you don't get caught. And if you get caught, cop out some plea, and you get off with a little slap on the wrist, and everything is fine. So they're deceived. They're all mushheads and operate on emotion. And that's what Satan likes. Deceiving the whole world, and that is present tense active, indicative, meaning constantly on an ongoing basis deceiving the world. And of course, as I brought out for the information on the one on the global single currency and the one world bank, that is going to be one of the greatest deceptions to ever hit the whole world all at once. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. So he is the one who is doing this. Now, he has a system that he operates through called the seven heads and ten horns in Revelation 13 and 17, but we're not going there. Let's come to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and let's see that when this system breaks out in the world scene, it's going to produce a man who is going to be thought of as the Savior. And a lot of people think that Obama is a Messiah-like individual, but many other people see it differently. All right. Let's pick it up here in verse 2. He says, concerning the coming of Christ, that you be not quickly shaken, this is page 1204, in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by epistle, as if from us saying that the day of Christ is present. Because that's what they're going to say. They bring in this single global currency and the World Bank, relieve all the nations of their debt, have a single currency, have all the prosperity and peace that will come from that, and he will be hailed as the Christ. But here's what he's really doing, because he's deceived by Satan. Here is the power that is behind it. And Satan has been wanting to bring this and wanting to bring this over and over again. Now, verse 4, continuing the man of sin, the son of perdition. Okay? Verse 3, do not let anyone deceive you by any means. So, Satan deceives the world, people deceive other people, and we will see who he deceived first, where God lays the blame right at the doorstep. And I think it's going to come as a surprise to many of you. Because that day will not come until the apostasy shall come first. And the apostasy is the whole world going after the man of sin, the son of perdition. and the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition. Now note this, only those who know the truth of the word of God will really understand who he is. Verse 4, the one who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is an object of worship, so that he comes into the temple of God and sits down as God, proclaiming that he himself is God. Now, this is the civil leader, and you always have, down through the history of satanic systems, you have the emperor who is God in the flesh, and you have the religious leaders who verify that he is. And the last one to do that was Hirohito. Now, let's go on. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you understand what is holding him back in order for him to be revealed in his own set time, and you have to have all these prophecies line up together so that they will match, and then the door of prophecy will open, and this man will come on the scene. And this thing of the World Bank and a single global currency is all part of it. For the mystery of lawlessness is already working. Now, you can apply that religiously, which we will do, but you can also apply that to the banking system, which is really a lawless system because they loan on things that don't really exist. It's called leverage, so it's lies. All right? So it's the whole system of lawlessness already working. Only there is one who is restraining at the present time until it arises out of the midst, which means God has been holding back the manifestation of this until the time is right, until the time that God has determined that, yes, this is going to happen. All of the other prophecies that we read in the Bible will all come together at the same time. There will be, if we could say, a meshing or convergence of all of these prophecies. And this man is going to come. Now notice his power. Verse 8. Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and will destroy with the brightness of his coming. So this can't happen until just before Christ returns. Now let's stop and think about this for just a minute. What is the average age of a man today? 70 years? 70, 72. All right. Maximum time frame would be 72 years. Now, he's got to grow up, so obviously he doesn't come into that position until sometime later in life. So let's put that up to 30. So now we're down to 40 years. Obviously, with the world of youth, they're not going to put in an old man, so we can reduce that down to another 20 years at the end. So we are looking at a time frame maximum of 20 years when the things come together for these events to take place. And then he is manifested out of the system, which then brings it down to a 7-year time period. So it can't happen until everything is together, and then all the pieces come together at the right time, and he's the right age, trained by Satan, schooled in everything that he needs to do, possessed of Satan. You tie that in with Revelation 13. He is worship. And here it is right here. Okay. Verse 9. Even the one whose coming is according to the inner workings of Satan. And let me tell you something. It has to be the inner workings of Satan in order to bring on this whole system economically, governmentally, and religiously. Satan is the power behind it. Now notice, with all power and signs and truthful miracles, no, lying miracles, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. Now, if you think that this election we're looking at here in the United States is a sham because of all of the lies, the blatant lies that they get away with, that's only a foretaste of what it's going to be like to usher this man in. Lying wonders with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and who's going to swallow it? Hook, line, and sinker. You look at the meager choices that we have to make in this election, and you wonder, how could anybody vote for this guy who's such a liar? Because they believe in the lies. There are some who don't. But notice, And those who are perishing because they did not receive the love of the truth. And isn't it interesting that they never vetted Obama to know, are you really an American citizen or a Kenyan citizen or an Indonesian citizen? And by the way, who was your real father? Now we've got perhaps three men claiming to be your father. Who are you really? See? Well, what about this man who comes on the scene? And remember this, when you have a World Bank and all the power lies with them, guess who really chooses the leader? Those who hold the money. So again, this is another sign that you have to have the world banking system first before you get the political system, before you can get the beast. But it is all called the mystery of lawlessness because it is a system diametrically opposed to the way of God. Because they did not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. Now for this cause, remember we covered here recently during the feast, be careful what you ask for because God may give it to you. And if all these people are asking for this wondrous, wondrous, wondrous leader to believe in lies and substantiate their lawless lives as wonderful and acceptable and just marvelous by all, you're going to get them. For this cause, God will send upon them a powerful deception. Those who know the truth will say, can't you see? Ah, no, you're just a dissident. That will cause them to believe the lie, so that all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in unrighteousness. And that describes the world. Now, we'll look at just a couple of more scriptures here to add into this. Let's come to the book of Jude. Let's see who's really responsible for this. And it's not the politicians. Politicians are secondary. Primary are the religious leaders who have rejected God, rejected the truth, rejected the Bible. Secondary are the political leaders and bankers. Or you could put bankers and then political leaders. But notice this is the same thing that happened. You can tie in this whole principle going back to Adam and Eve. Now, verse 3. Beloved, when personally exhorting all my diligence to write to you concerning the common salvation, I was compelled to write you exhorting you to fervently fight for the faith which was once for all time delivered to the saints. So we have to fight for it. We have to stand for the truth. We can't let ourselves get complacent. And we've seen this happen within our lifetimes too. It happened way back during that time, and it goes clear back to Adam and Eve. For certain men, in the case of Adam and Eve, the serpent, for certain men has stealthily crept in those who long ago have been written about, condemning them to this judgment. They are ungodly men who are perverting the grace of our God, or the word of God in general, who are turning it into licentiousness and are personally denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to give you a living example today, in today's paper, under the column concerning the constitutional amendment in California to define marriage as between man and woman, which was already defined back in Genesis 2, you remember, okay, a Baptist minister who stands in the pulpit and preaches out of the Bible says, why should we deny gay couples their right to marry? So what does this do to the population? That is lawlessness from the religious side and affirms the political actions by the homosexuals and then will mandate teaching children in schools that it's all right for Jane and Ramona to marry and for Steve and for John to marry, okay? Or Adam and Steve, however you want to do it. You can use any names, and if I use your name, don't be offended. Those are just names, okay? Okay, let's look at another one. 2 Peter, just back a couple of pages here toward the front. 2 Peter, the second chapter. And notice what they do. See, because when you set the standard in any society that there are no moral values, you set the educational agenda, you set the religious agenda, you set the political agenda on which all of society is based. And you also end up attacking the family and the innermost part of God's special creation of human beings, which is another whole topic. But here is where the blame lies. 2 Peter, the second chapter, page 1134, verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people. We'll look at those here in just a minute. As indeed there will be false teachers among you who shall stealthily. Now why do they come in stealthily? Because they're liars, they're cheats, and they sneak in. Introduce destructive heresies, personally denying the Lord who bought them, and bringing swift destruction upon themselves. And we can lay the blame right there on all of the religions of the world, and in the Western world, the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, for doing away with the law of God, because they have set the stage for this to happen. They have set the stage for the godlessness that we see in the world around us today, because what was the main fundamental teaching that they had for their teaching of grace? Jesus did away with the laws and commandments of God. So therefore, as long as you believe in Jesus, you can do anything you want and you will be saved. Well, what do you think people are going to do? Because they're not taught how to overcome sin. They're not taught how to fight human nature. So now we have a whole society run amok and full of sin. And it carries over into the financial aspects of everything too, doesn't it? The whole thing. Yeah, that's the once saved, always saved scenario. I remember talking to a Baptist woman one time. I mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning. She said, once saved, always saved. And it doesn't matter what you do, because it says there in 1 John 3, you cannot sin. Well, that's absolutely insane translation by the King James translators, but they go by it. Once I'm saved, I cannot sin. I said, well, you just told me about the rapture here a minute ago, that when Christ is coming, you'll be raptured up. I said, what if you're in the middle of committing adultery with a man? Will you still be raptured off? Oh, yes. Now, let's notice what happens to the general population because of this. And many people will follow as authoritative their destructive ways. So this filters down into the society. And now then you have, let's just take a look at the young people. And the society that has come about, where now 50% of the women are whores today, and 50% of the men are whoremongers. Millions are hooked on pornography, drugs, wrong living, gambling. Why? Because the law was done away. So anything is right. Now notice. And many people will reject them. No. Many people will follow as authoritative their destructive ways, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. Let's look at the result of that. Has there been a rise in atheism? Has there been a rise in secularism? Has God been kicked out of government, schools, our lives? Yes, indeed. And have those who assume the leading roles in religion and government fostered this? Yes, indeed. Now, there may be some out there who may be trying to do some things that are right, but the truth is this. Unless they really teach the truth of the Bible and live by the Bible and follow the scriptures as Jesus has said, they are part of the problem. And it's the vast majority of people in the world today that fit into that category. And this is one of the reasons that Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find the faith in the earth? And isn't it a paradox and ironic that the witness of God through the number of Bibles produced in the world is now at an all-time high, when faith and belief and obedience to God is at an all-time low? Is that not a witness? Yes, indeed. Now let's continue here in verse 3. Also, through insatiable greed, they will with enticing messages exploit you for gain. That's the way our society is now. Look at everything to gain, to get, to take. Look at the economic situation that we are facing right now with the failure of the whole system because of what? Insatiable greed. from top to bottom, from everyone from the least to the greatest. They will with enticing messages exploit you for gain, for whom the judgment of old is in full force, and their destruction is ever watching. Now, just because God gives a space of time, and because he is seeking repentance, does not mean that the judgment is not coming. Now, let's continue on, and we'll see even in the Old Testament that God tells us who is responsible. Let's come to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 3. Isaiah 3. Now, when we read this, let's understand exactly what it's telling us, all right? Let's realize how these things have come about. Let's understand where we are going spiritually and physically, economically and governmentally as far as the world is concerned. Verse 4, Isaiah 3, I will give young lads to be their princes, and capricious children shall rule over them. That is a perfect description of how this nation is going to be run and is being run. Not only in the governmental things, but also, as we will see, even in the homes. Verse 5, and the people shall be crushed, every one by another, and every man by his neighbor. The young shall rise up against the old, and the base against the honorable. Watch the television news. Come down here to verse 9. The look of their faces witnesses against them, and they declare their sin like Sodom. And right now, we are facing, in America, an onslaught of tsunami of homosexuality legitimized by marrying of homosexual couples, male and female. And that will be taught in the governmental schools. So you need to think about where you send your children. You need to understand what goes on at the school. And I commend everyone who's a homeschooler, because you're doing what is right for your children, and God will bless you in the long run for doing that. They hide it not, no longer. No, they're not in the closet anymore. They're out in the open. And as Mayor Newsom of San Francisco, the most wicked city in America, said, it's coming, it's coming, we're here, and it's coming, and you can't stop it. Why is that? Because you go way back, way, way back, when they started preaching a lawless grace, and gradually the society deteriorated a little bit, 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 and then came along landmark things that changed the society for the worst through law, the law of the land instead of the law of God. And the law of the land in those situations are not the laws of God, but of Satan, the devil, and carnal-minded, lustful men and women. Now, here's some continuing with that. Woe to their soul, for they have rewarded evil to themselves. See, because everyone is going to be rewarded in his physical life, having nothing to do with spirituality, all right? Whether he does good or whether he does evil. And the wages of sin is death. And rewarded evil to themselves. What do we have? Sexually transmitted disease, all kinds of disease and sickness. And it's absolutely infuriating that no one is taught how to take care of themselves or what is good and right and healthy. No! Run to the doctor! Run to the doctor! Run to the doctor! Run to the doctor! The doctor is your savior. No, he's not, because the average doctor, if you don't know it, dies at about 58 years old because of the overwork that he does. And they don't teach people a thing of the simplicity of nutrition. Now, here's a little promise and blessing to the righteous. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. So God is going to watch over the righteous. God is going to protect the righteous. God will bless the righteous. Just as these things come down on the heads of those who are evil, so also the blessings of God will come down on the heads of those who are righteous. And God is going to watch over, he is going to protect, He will take care of those who love him and follow him. So when God looks down on the world and sees all this evil and where he's going to have to judge it, he is also looking down to see, is there anyone that does justice? Is there anyone that believes in truth? Is there anyone who's willing to obey me? And he says, it will be well with you, for you shall eat the fruit of your doing. Verse 11, woe to the wicked! For the evildoers, for the evil doing of his hand will be given to him. As for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. Now here is where he indicts every section of those who lead the nation in any capacity, whether it's government or education, whether it's healthcare, whether it is in the religious field, whether it is in the banking field, regardless of what it is. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. Quite an indictment. Let's come here to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, because this says it all. Jeremiah 23. Now, there's a parallel chapter there in Ezekiel 13. You can read that as well, where God says of the prophets of Israel that they are like foxes and that they daub with whitewash and make everything look good, but it's not that way. Now, we need to understand and look at the facts the way that they are. We can be comforted because God has given us the promise of comfort and blessing and protection for those who love him and do his will. But let's look where God lays the blame, and let's understand this, too, as James said in James, the third chapter. Not many of you desire to be teachers because we will receive the sterner judgment. So God is going to judge them very severely, and here he lays the blame. Jeremiah 23 and verse 1. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock, you have driven them away, and you have not taken care of them. Behold, I will bring upon you the evil of your doings. Now, that's quite a saying, isn't it? Now, let's apply that not just to religious leaders, but all leaders in every category that we have in society, from top to bottom. Now, let's see Jeremiah's reaction to this in verse 9. As for the prophets, my heart within me is broken. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man and like a man whom wine is overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. Now think about this. I want you to think about where you live and what is going on. How is your society? How is your country? How is your state? How is your region? How is your county? How is your city or town? Verse 10. For the land is full of adulterers. Because of swearing, the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and they wield power unjustly. Now, here's where it starts from, because you see, from the religious leaders, there is to be the guidance from the Word of God, as we'll see here in just a minute, to give people the direction so that they can run and control their lives with the laws and commandments of God. And this way, then, you don't need thought police running around trying to control every thought you have, every action you do, every regulation of everything, and have a police force that ends up being like thugs, soldiers of a third world country. Verse 11, both the prophet and priest are ungodly. Well, let me give you just a little bit of ungodliness here that took place recently. Here in California, we have the Proposition 8 to establish marriage between man and woman. And one Baptist minister got up in the pulpit and said, well, I'm against Proposition 8. Why shouldn't gays have the same right? Now, what does that do to people? That sanctions evil behavior and puts doubts in the minds of those who try to do right, and worst of all, gives a message to the young people who have yet to enter into their adult life that it's okay to do these things. Verse 12, So their way shall be to them as slippery ways in the darkness, and they shall be driven on and fall in their way. For I will bring evil on them, even the year of their judgment, says the Lord. For I have seen repulsive things in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesy by Baal and cause my people Israel to go astray. Now let's put this in simple terms today. Who is Baal? Baal is the sun god. He has his day of worship, which most people who profess to be Christians attend church on that day, which is Sunday, the day of the sun. So all of those who are there in the pulpit teaching and preaching and see the society going down, they are the hypocritical ones who are pointing their fingers to the evildoers, and they are the ones who have caused them to be. And they are the ones who continue to prosper them because their own lives are hypocritical, because the Bible says the seventh day is the day of the Lord, not Baal's day. Now, if you don't have the book, which you ought to already have, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which, you better get it and read it all the way through and do some prayerful reading and prayerful thinking about your life and how things are. And maybe there's some repentance that needs to be done. But this is where God lays the blame, and they cause my people to go astray. Now, verse 14, I have also seen in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers so that none returns from his evil. They are all of them like Sodom to me and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. Does that not define the modern society today? Yes, indeed. Now, God has a message for every one of us, which is this. This is based upon New Testament doctrine, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Now he says here, let's add this to that. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you vain. They speak a vision from their own heart, not out of the mouth of the Lord. They still say to those who despise me, and they make people despise God by saying that the laws and commandments of God are no longer in effect, or the Old Testament has all been fulfilled. The Lord has said, you shall have peace. And they say to everyone who walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. That's all right. If you get AIDS, we have medicine. If you get herpes, we have medicine. If you steal, that's all right. If you cheat on your test, that's okay. If you kill in rage, you're insane and you get off the hook. No evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and hear his word? Who has? Have you? Have you stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and hear his word? Do you read the Word of God? Do you study the Word of God? Do you hear the Word of God? Do you live by the Word of God? How is your life? Are you really serious about your life and your relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ? Or are you a good time glad-hander who attends church because all my friends are there and it's a nice warm social atmosphere in which we have our relationship? Who has attended to his word and heard it? Who has? Now, as God views the earth is turning and looks down on the earth, these are the questions that he is asking. Behold, the tempest of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a whirling tempest. It shall grievously fall upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he is executed, until he has performed the purpose of his heart. In the latter days you shall understand it perfectly. And the return of Jesus Christ is going to do exactly that. But you see, you might ask the question going through here, but what does that have to do with the World Bank and world money? Has everything to do with it because of the sins of people. They are able to religiously and politically and economically deceive people into believing that what they are doing for them is the best for them. has everything to do with it, and it starts right in the pulpits of the ministry. Now notice verse 21. Here's what God says. I think this is pretty profound when you understand it. God says, verse 21, I've not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I've not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. And how many on television said, oh, the Lord said to me. No, the Lord didn't say to you. God has spoken to you in His Word. God is not speaking directly to any minister today. He's got all the words that we need to know in the Bible. So that's where we need to begin, and until you understand the words of the Bible, preach the words of the Bible, teach the people to follow that, God's not speaking to you. Now maybe if you're sinful like Balaam, maybe a jackass will talk to you, and you may think it's God, but God's not speaking to you. But notice, God's word is so profound, so important, that even if the ones that claim they came in the name of God, and God really didn't send them, yet notice what God says. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. So even then, God expects every minister who professes God and Jesus Christ, who teaches people, whether he sent them or not, to preach his word. Now notice, he would honor that. Just think how much better the society would be if that were the case. Then he makes it clear. Am I a God who is near, says the Lord? Yes, of course. And not a God far off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so that I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, says the Lord? Yes, indeed, look at the vast creation that God has filled the universe with. But he says, verse 25, I have heard what the prophets said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed, or this is my thought, or this is what I imagined that God is and who he is. Verse 26, how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies and who are prophets of the deceit of their own heart? Carnal, unconverted, lying, lustful, greedy, merchandising people. Now let's go back to 2 Peter, the second chapter, for just a minute. Hold your place here because we'll come back and see what Peter wrote about this. Now, verse 2, 2 Peter, the second chapter, page 1134, ends this way. The way of truth will be blasphemed. Now, notice verse 3. Also, through insatiable greed, they will, with enticing messages, exploit you for gain. Now, doesn't that fully agree with what we're reading here in Jeremiah 23? Let's come back to Jeremiah 23. And let's see what God says and how he really means business. Now, verse 27. They scheme to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams which they tell, each one to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Let's go to the next track, please.